Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness. Brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I can feel you like an ocean that won't seem to let me go.
Everyone, welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Dori Malloy, and I'm your host for this evening, and as always, we've got another great show for you tonight. We'll be taking your calls live on the air in just a bit to bring through some messages from your loved ones in spirit. So give us a call here on the show. We're at 1-888-627-6008. And if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best possible reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories. And you can visit them on the web at hugsfromheaven.com. And we spell that H-U-G-Z. Now, if you're a business and you're interested in advertising on our show, please contact us via email at radio@foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Or you can call the office at 631-425-7707. Our guest medium on the show tonight is Renata Santarelli, and she'll be joining us in just a moment. First, we have a couple of quick updates. Our next webinar is coming up on Saturday, May 13th at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time. And your host for this 90-minute webinar is Piero Calvi Parisetti, M.D. The title of the webinar is Bases for a Rational Belief in Life After Life, and he'll be discussing the categories of evidence, investigations, and laboratory research. He'll talk all about the different things that provide evidence of survival of consciousness. So this sounds like a really great webinar, and you can sign up right from our website. Now, this week is last call for our Holiday of the Earth raffle. And that's coming up this Saturday on April 22nd. So we just have 3 days left to get your tickets. Now, with every $5 raffle ticket that you purchase, you'll actually have 5 chances to win a reading with one of our certified mediums. And the mediums participating in this event are Dustin Livers, Ginger Quinlan, Nancy Marlowe, Heidi Jaffe, and Bobby Allison. So be sure to check that out. This is always a really terrific value. And finally, just a reminder, our 6th Annual Grief Transformation Retreat is scheduled for the weekend of July 14th through the 16th at the wonderful guest house in Chester, Connecticut. So we hope that you'll join us for a very healing weekend of presentations, of mediumship, all designed to open minds to the reality that there is life beyond physical death. So be sure to register at our website to secure your reservation. For more information about all of our upcoming events, please go to the website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Okay, so let's get to our show for tonight. As you know, it's Mediums and Messages Night, and if you've listened into the show before, you know that all of our mediums have been certified through the Forever Family Foundation. So on that note, let me introduce our guest tonight. Our guest medium is Renata Santarelli, and she is also a certified research medium with the Winbridge Institute. Renata is a healer. She is a Reiki master and a matrix energetics practitioner. She's also a grief facilitator, and she has been a radio host herself for many years, and we're always happy that she can join us. Hi, Renata. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Doreen. Thank you for having me.
Oh, we love it when you're on the show with us. I love having you on. So before we go to the phone lines, we have a few minutes to chat. And I wanted to ask you, because people are always interested in this, I wanted to ask you about a program that you developed called Straight to the Core. So first, why don't you tell our listeners what Straight to the Core is?
Well, Straight to the Core is a program that has 12 processes that literally came about in 1998. It was my own personal journey going through grief, physical mm-hmm. injuries from a car wreck, and different things from my past, and I had gone to several traditional therapists, mm-hmm. etc. However, I had a very deep, dark secret. No one knew I was a medium. I didn't understand
okay.
what that was.
Right.
So when I built a relationship with the therapist I was going to, and I shared with him that I saw his father standing next to him in overalls, and I wasn't aware that his father had just recently passed, he basically threw me out of his office.
Oh, my gosh.
And then I found myself in a crisis,
mm-hmm.
an emotional, very, very difficult time. I did a lot of praying, and then my husband said, one more time, try someone. I was led to a wonderful woman who was a traditional therapist who helped me immensely,
mm-hmm.
and I shared with her about seeing those no one else would see.
Right.
She was the one, her name was Miss Pam, that led me on my journey of discovering why my entire life as a very young child, I saw and heard others no one else saw or heard.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all about coming to an acceptance of my mm-hmm. childhood, of the challenges, and learning to become self-caring and to get myself
key.
Off the blame game cycle.
Mm. I know. You talk about that as part of excuse me, the letting go process, right? That's what you call the blame game?
Yes, the letting go process.
Okay.
Which is one of the most difficult things for anyone to do. For example, all of us are going to experience loss of a loved one, loss
right.
of a pet,
right.
loss of a partnership, a marriage, you know, a health crisis, financial. We all go through various different things. That's just life.
Mm-hmm.
That's honestly just life. And we're not really taught how to be equipped to deal with those things. And most people, especially the females, I've done a lot of research and data and surveys, because we are naturally nurturers, we all tend to take that, I'm superwoman. I will take care of everyone else, but we don't take care of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So when something goes on, rather it's in a personal relationship, even with family, children, in-laws, outlaws sometimes, whatever it may be, it's very easy to blame ourselves and have guilt.
Mm-hmm.
And then we try to overextend and we try to fix it because we truly want everyone to be happy. And my biggest lesson in trusting spirit back in 1998 was that as the program was coming about, and then I understood, and I remember the date,
mm-hmm.
that it was my journey. I'm thinking, what do I do with this now? And I heard you were going to share this with others, and I thought, there's no way, I don't have the confidence to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, your first process is self-love.
Oh, yeah.
So and
you had
loving
to learn,
yourself.
Yeah, you had to learn how the letting go process and how mm-hmm. to nurture yourself, nurture your soul, before you could share that with other people. Makes sense?
Exactly. And then the whole soulmate thing, I always share with people that we are meant to become the best mate to our souls in this lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
When a partner comes into our life, our partner then becomes the best mate to our souls and we to theirs. We lift each other up. There's going to be issues. We go through challenges.
Right. Right.
But also with people that have gone through tremendous challenges, they settle. For instance, I have a client who has gone through the program. I don't do this a lot. I was doing mm-hmm. workshops, but I'm kind of retweaking things. But mm-hmm. I always know when someone needs it, they guide
me to it. Yeah, you know, I was going to ask you that. If you're doing a mediumship reading for a client, right,
mm-hmm.
and there has to be times, I guess, when you feel strongly that your client might really benefit from this, and so you'll bring that into the reading. Is that correct?
Yes, what happens, basically, is I will prepare like I normally prepare. Once all the loved ones come in,
mm-hmm.
there's always a loved one that will bring it up. And I always know because the session or the reading switches, and I start to see and feel things that the client's gone through.
Mm-hmm.
And so when they said to me, you know, this client of mine, she finally got away from a very abusive relationship with two small children, is doing great, but she's been dating now for a few years. However, she keeps going to those that need her to nurture them and take care of them. And
right.
I said to her very clearly, because I don't sugarcoat it. That's
mm-hmm.
why I get straight to the core. I said, the thing is, because you're not being physically abused or attacked, and you're not being physically hurt, you're settling that he is emotionally manipulating you.
Wow.
But you know that you're worth more than that.
Mm-hmm.
So again, it's going back. And that's the thing. I don't call it steps. It's a process. There's 12 processes.
It is a process, right.
And even in my life, I have to go back sometimes when something mm-hmm. comes up in my life.
Yeah.
And I have to take the time to reflect and go within and ask, why is this coming up? What am I not
right.
seeing? And then
like
I become aware.
It's such a powerful program. I mean, mm-hmm. I feel like it really goes so deep. I think we could all benefit from something like this. I'm really excited that you're doing this, and I hope that you can reach more people with this. It just sounds so cool and so healing, and I think we really need that. But anyway, let's hold it there for just a moment.
Okay.
We've got to take a very short break.
Okay.
When we come back, we'll speak more with Renata, and we'll be opening up our phone lines to callers. So stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
The CAMLAC Center is putting birth and death back together again. Aimed at changing the way we look at death, the CAMLAC Center was founded in 2002 as a publishing company and teaching center. When we know that there is nothing but life, we realize that birth and death are events in time and space. Our grief can open us to other dimensions of reality and allow us to experience our loved ones who are no longer in the physical body. Our events and products are based on personal experiences of survival of consciousness after physical death and decades of research into how death has influenced the development of our consciousness. Visit www.camlac.com, that's K-A-M-L-A-K.com, for articles, videos, books, and more to help you cope with the loss of a loved one. Does consciousness survive death? Can technology be used to interact with the deceased? Can hearing from the dead heal the living? At the Windbridge Institute, we are working to answer these and similar questions. Through our studies with certified research mediums, we are examining psychic abilities and communication with the other side, offering insights into the limitless nature of consciousness and unlocking the possibilities of our bodies, minds, and spirits. Be a part of it. Become a WindBridge member today. Please visit www.windbridge.org to learn more.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a forum where individuals and families who have suffered the loss of a loved one can turn for support, information, and hope. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. The Forever Family Foundation is a joint effort of scientists, research mediums, and interested people who support the premise that life does not end with physical death. We wish to prove that the bond of the family cannot be broken, even by death. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. After-death communication is an accepted occurrence in many cultures throughout the world, but for many others, proof of this phenomenon is essential, and research shows that contact helps move people through loss and grief. The Sign Registry allows people to register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to specific loved ones. Contact the Forever Family Foundation at foreverfamilyfoundation.org or go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Mediums and Messages. I'm Dori Molloy, your host for this evening. And if you're just joining us, our guest tonight is certified medium Renata Santarelli. Now, before we get to our phone lines, Renata, I just wanted to ask you one other thing. We were talking about your program, Straight to the Core, and you don't do this like in a group type setting, right? These are very private type sessions that you do, correct?
Yes. I used to do a few workshops here and there, and it went great.
Okay.
But because there's 12 processes in the program, but not every process will a client need, because all of us are individual.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it is deep healing work and letting go, and you need to build trust and people to feel safe. So it's really geared, you know, it's like getting straight to the core, and I connect to the soul, and the soul helps guide to help bring to facilitate the healing. So it's really a personalized, individual session. And in there more than one session, it's not something that someone just gets through in a weekend, or 1 week you do this one, and next week you do that one. It really depends on the client.
Yeah, this sounds awesome. Any of you guys listening, go to Renata's website at renatasantarelliweb.com and just check out her work there, and you can reach her through the website as well. Okay, we're going to get to our callers, so we're opening up our phone lines now. If we take your call on the air and you'd like to have a connection to Spirit, we just want to hear your voice, so make sure that you're on a landline phone or you're speaking up. If you have a question for us, we're happy to take your questions, but we do know that everybody, most of the time, would like a mini reading. So let's get to our first caller. I think we have Mary calling in from Georgia. Are you with us, Mary?
Yes, I am.
Hi, thanks for calling into the show. Would you like to have a mini reading, or did you have a question?
No, I'd like to have a reading.
A reading. All right, I'm going to turn you over to Renata.
Mary, right?
Yes.
Is your father passed or here, please?
No, he has passed.
Okay, he's here with you this evening. He wants to say hello to you. And is your mom, there's a woman with him as well. Because she's standing to his left.
Mom,
so, I'm sorry?
That would be my mom. They both have passed.
They're coming in together. And by any chance, would there be a birthday this month in April, or one last month in the last few weeks?
There was. My birthday was last month, but my my dad's birthday is April 24th.
Okay, so happy birthday from them for you last month, and happy birthday. He's saying happy birthday. And there's something about your dad absolutely loving sweets. Because I keep seeing
what?
Like cakes and cupcakes and his sweet tooth. And also, real quickly, do you know the name George?
That would be
connected
my dad
around
and
dad?
My brother.
And is he here or past?
George is my dad.
Okay, so George is in the house. I love your dad's energy. He's very happy. He's very energetic. Also, did he have a lot of breathing problems?
Yes, he did.
Okay. And you've been very sad. You've got a lot of things going on in your life right now.
Mm-hmm.
And you're wanting some guidance.
Yes,
and,
I do.
And also, because I feel like you've had you've had several losses, very deep, and they're very deep for you. Do you understand?
My brother has had a lot of losses in the last few years.
Yes, you have. And you're not alone. They're with you. But please, I hear your mom's trying to talk, but your dad's in the house. That's all I can say. You keep saying, tell her, George is in the house. That's his personality. He's saying, don't give up hope. You're not alone.
Okay.
And you were listening to when I was describing the program, yes?
Yes, I was.
Please, he says, please, learn to say no and don't feel selfish. It's becoming self-caring.
Okay.
You extend so much kindness to everyone else, and there's some family drama, yada, yada, and we only have a short amount of time.
Right.
But you're worthy, and they do thank you. Your mom, too. Your mom, I keep seeing Barbie dolls all around her, or dolls. Does that mean anything to you?
My daughter used to play with her, with her Barbie dolls, yes, when she was little.
Okay, okay. Because I'm seeing them, and she's smiling, and they're happy to be together. But at the same time, they both get their peace and quiet, and I don't know what that means.
Okay, yes, I do.
Okay. Doreen, would you like to add something?
Oh, I just think this is so great, the way you tuned in to both parents. You know what I was getting, though, Mary? Do you guys have dogs on
yes.
the other side? Are there two dogs there?
Oh, yes. We've had many dogs, but we just lost a dog, two dogs, one that we had for 17 years, so...
Oh, gosh, I'm so sorry. Your mom kind of stepped forward as Renata was giving you some other information, and I was sensing your mom's energy more than your dad's energy, and I feel like she
okay.
wanted me to let you know, tell her the dogs are with us, they're okay, the dogs
oh.
are with us. So they do get to be with us, our animals, our pets.
That's great.
You know, so, and I knew there was more than one there because your mom was kind of indicating that, but...
Uh-huh.
I sure hope this reading helped a little bit today. I know it's short. It's just a little tiny mini reading, but
no,
I hope
no,
that
it was
it helped
great.
You.
I really appreciate it. Thank you.
All righty. Well, thank you so much for calling into the show, and you be well, okay?
Okay. Thank you for taking
Take
my
care.
Call.
Okay.
You're welcome.
All righty. Let's get to our next caller. I believe we have Glenda calling in from Florida. Are you with us, Glenda?
Yes, I am. How are you?
We're good. Thanks for calling in. Would you like to have a mini reading, or did you have a question for us?
I'd like to have a mini reading.
Okay. I'm going to turn you over to Renata.
Okay. Hi, Glenda. Thank you for calling in. Glenda, would you have...
Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. Would you have a connection to the name Jim or James?
A J, but neither one of those.
Okay. All right. Well, I just need you, because I'm just hearing Jimmy or James, plus I don't know why your phone sounds so far away. And then also, I know you're Glenda, but is there a Mary connection to you?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Hold on just a moment. I'm going to say something to you because I am a medium, but I also do a lot of healing work. And I know that you've gone through a lot in the last 4 years.
But okay.
Okay. So for you, you've got to learn to trust yourself and get your validations for you. Does that make sense to you? You have
yeah.
an ability, but you don't trust. You know exactly when you're receiving the guidance. Does this make sense to you?
Yes.
So trust, and you need to let go of getting guides' names. Guides don't always give us names. Sometimes they say to me, a name is a name. Give us a name. Okay?
Okay.
And it used to drive me crazy because I wanted a name. So with that, but... I really feel like you're going to have a switch here in the next 6-7 weeks because you're searching. And you've got family, but I have to go where I'm guided to go. And right now, it's like you've got to start trusting what you receive. I'm going to give you some advice, some tools you can use. When you feel like you're getting that guidance from your loved ones on the other side and your guides, take a deep breath, close your eyes, and ask and say, is it you? Is it whom? Is it? Ask who it is. Use a name. The first feeling
okay.
or intuition you get within 5 seconds is what you need to trust. Because after 5 seconds, our physical brains start to analyze and doubt.
Okay.
You do have two males
okay.
around you as well from the other side.
Okay.
But
yes.
one of them is giggling and saying, you know, we keep giving you signs. And you know what they are. But at the same time, just trust yourself. Does that make sense? That is the biggest thing I have to say to you this evening. Trust what you receive. It's not always like we're calling heaven and we hear it clearly. It works through emotions. You're very, it's what you feel. Does that make sense? It's what you're feeling.
Okay.
So it's what you feel. Now, also, is your mom passed?
Yes, she has.
Okay. She's the one that's like, I feel like I'm yelling at you and I apologize. Because your mom wants to talk to you more. You know, you can have that connection.
Okay.
And I don't know what it is. Do you make jewelry or anything? Or ever did? Or have a lot of jewelry?
I had.
Okay. So something happened with that. There's something about jewelry coming back to you. I don't know what that
okay.
means. But okay. Doreen, do you have anything?
Yeah. Where's the teaching or educational reference connected to you, Glenda? Does somebody teach, or did someone used to work like in an educational environment somewhere, or how does that fit for you?
My mother was a paraprofessional with special ed children about 40 years ago at least.
Okay, because I was being shown, like, you know, the educational environment and teaching and being around the kids and all that. So that's just an extra added validation that, yes, it was your mom, okay?
Okay.
Because one of the things we do as mediums, we try to get them to give us some information that's really going to help identify them. Okay, that's specific to them. But yeah, and the other thing Renata was picking up on a few different energies around you. I have to say your mother is around you a lot.
Oh, yeah.
She hangs out with you. Like, she's hanging out with you, especially in the morning. She's, like, showing me, like, morning hours. I see, like, early sunshine. I'm seeing a cup of coffee. So maybe when you're having your coffee or your tea in the morning, maybe that was your time to chat with your mom, whether it was on the phone or in person or whatever. And I'm just kind of seeing that quiet time, being in that space of your mom just really being strong, like her energy is really strong around you. So try to, in the morning hours, still your mind and see if you can kind of bring that energy in even clearer. Because I feel like you know how to do that, but like you just need a little practice.
Yeah, now let me... I just want to go back to what you were touching on earlier about the troubles. Are they mentioning anything in particular? Like any major life change that they have seen in recent times?
No, because we only have a short time here.
Yeah.
It's just the only thing she was shown was jewelry or other things that are going to come back to you.
Well, you have said 6 or 7 weeks, something about a shift or a change
happening
and all that.
There's a shift, 6 or 7 weeks. So whatever is coming in, you've got to hang on there. But you need to, I'm going to say it this way, you need to feel your way through this, one, but you need to trust it. And then when you ask for spiritual justice, and those are your mother's words, by the way, you have to trust that that process is going to take place, and you can't, when you what you think about comes about. Okay? I feel like there's a lot of underhanded things that have gone on with you and behind your back and all that stuff, right?
Yeah. That's why when you mentioned the jewelry, you kind of threw me for a loop because my husband sprung on me.
Okay. Okay. So,
alrighty, I think we're going to have to leave it there because our lines are ringing off the wall here.
Okay.
Glenda, thank you for calling into the show, though. I hope this helped you just a tiny bit.
It did. It's giving me closure. Thank you.
Awesome.
You're
very welcome.
Hugs
you be
and
well.
Thank you. To you.
Thank you both very much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're very welcome. All righty. Okay, let's get to our next caller. We have Kathleen calling in from New York. Are you with us, Kathleen?
Yes, hi.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for calling into the show.
Thanks.
Would you like to have a reading, or did you have a question for us?
A reading, please.
A reading, okay. I'm going to turn you around.
I don't know why. I know your name is Kathleen, but I want to say Marie. Marie, I don't know why. Hold on. does the name Marie mean anything to you?
No, Mary.
Mary, okay, Maria, okay. All right, around you, chatterbox. But she has spoken a different language?
Not the Mary I'm thinking of.
Okay. Okay. Do you speak a different language? Because I do have somebody speaking to me, and I'm saying, please do English right now. Okay. Hold on just a moment.
I don't think so.
I have a Mary around you. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
I said, is it the Marie that speaks another language?
Yes, I just feel like it's in your lineage somewhere. It happens.
Is that person here or on the other side?
That person's here, the Marie. Or Maria.
Oh, okay, yes. Then I have a friend named Maria who speaks in a number of different languages.
Okay, there we go. Okay, now, is your mom here or past, please? Lots of moms tonight.
My mom is past.
Okay, she's here. Is Marie or Maria's mama past?
No, her mom's not past.
Okay. There's something going on with her. There's some kind of message. I don't know what that is because we're trying to focus on her. Oh, we never know where it's going to go. Okay, do you have children, Kathleen?
Yes.
Okay. And are all your children here? Or is someone having a birthday?
I have one.
Go ahead.
One on the other side.
Okay, so you have a child coming in. They're speaking so fast that they're trying to get everything in. I will tell you that your child is with your mom. And was it a young male?
I don't know. It was a miscarriage.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. Do you, really quickly, do you know of anyone who's lost a child around you in your family, like a child that was actually born?
A young child or a young person?
A young person.
Okay. Yeah, my cousin has passed.
Okay. So that's who's
Or how? What age are you talking?
I don't see age. I'm not seeing age just yet. I just know he came in with. It was a he, and he came in with your mother on that.
Yeah, I have. Oh, okay. So then my cousin probably.
That's what I'm hearing. Have you recently changed jobs, or are you looking to, or had a change?
No, I haven't.
I don't know. Doreen, I'm going to let you take this over because there's something. Wait, Doreen, give me a second.
Okay.
Let me ask you this, Kathleen. Is anybody passed that passed very unexpectedly in
like
your family?
In a tragic situation?
Yes. Okay. I'm still going to let I'm sorry. I apologize to you. It's not that I don't want to give you the messages, but I'm just getting hit with some really difficult things when you see right now. I may jump back in.
Okay. So let me tell you what I'm getting, Kathleen. I'm feeling, I don't know if someone couldn't breathe or if there was an issue with the airways or the air being cut off somehow or if they just, there's definitely a breathing issue here. And I do feel a young person around. I feel some this feels tragic to me.
Very tragic.
Yeah. I mean, this feels like no one expected this. The rug got pulled out from under everyone. No one was expecting what happened. Do you understand this, and do you understand the breathing issue?
Is this a person in my family?
Yes.
Well, it's going to be someone connected to you. You know, sometimes people come through and it's like in-laws or it's friends, you know, connected to.
No, because I did lose a cousin very tragically.
Yes, it's him.
Okay.
It's the male, right?
And this was, was this the cousin you were referring to before? This was the one that you said? Okay. And that's the one that the tragedy is around.
Yes.
Yeah, see, we have to tell you, I think, one of the most important messages that I could give you today is that he's not alone. And that even though everything really shocked everyone, and I'm just feeling like I need to tell you that he's okay on the other side, he is with your mom. Because I feel a very protective energy with him. And there are at least three people above him. So when I say above, I'm talking about older people or older generation. Okay, so you must have at least three there in the family. So your mom is going to be one, but then there are two others that come in. Do you have a grandmother on the other side also?
Yes.
Okay. Is mom's mom there, your maternal grandmother?
Yes.
Yeah, I feel like that's the one I'm picking up on. So I need to tell you that they're all together. And I feel like with your cousin's family, the cousin who passed tragically, I'm feeling like I don't know if they still need closure or they're still healing that has to happen. I just feel that there's a lot of pain in the family of the people who are here, okay?
Yes,
and a lot of love. Okay.
Even though it was a very long time ago,
You know, there are people sometimes that go through, we all go through our grief process differently. And sometimes people will grieve 30 years later the same way they were grieving the day after the loss.
Right.
Some people never get over it. They never get over it. You know,
they never get over it. But
so
let me, I just have a question because he hit me with everything so clearly. But was there ever justice that you know of?
To be honest, he wasn't the only person in the accident, and my aunt chose not to seek justice.
but he's happy with that.
That did.
Yeah, he's pleased with that because it ruined two families. You understand?
Okay.
Right.
And just know that he is okay, and that most importantly, I think the most important thing I could say is that they're all together. One other thing I'm just getting quickly, you know when you got the Maria before, you said, yes, you have somebody here who is a Maria. Is that a friend of yours, the one that speaks other languages?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Does she have a grandmother who passed within the past several years or something, grandparent who passed?
Yes.
Okay.
She does.
That's what was coming in. It was, we were... Renata, I think, was getting the Mary name and the Maria name, and then when I heard her say Maria and I heard you say yes to the other languages, I saw a grandma.
Yes.
Okay, so I just wanted to let you know that. Maybe you could pass that on
for
her.
Does she have a message for her?
Just that, you know, just that they love us and they never leave us and they are around us, you know? And I feel like your friend
Maria. I meant Maria's grandmother, yeah.
Okay, because I feel like Maria has either looked for signs or thought maybe that she felt her. Oh, she just showed me. They're just showing me my dream symbol. So the grandmother must be coming to her in dreams or, you know, she's connecting with the other side in dreams, your friend Maria. Okay?
Okay.
We're going to leave
it
there.
Wait, real quickly is
really
that she needs to keep on fighting and have faith. Have faith
okay.
and keep praying.
Okay.
What I'm hearing.
Okay.
Oh, you got to go.
Kathleen, thank you so much for calling into the show.
Thank you.
I hope this helped. All right.
Yes, thanks. Bye.
Okay, well, we're going to take a very quick break. And in the meantime, you might want to check out Renata's website, renatasantarelliweb.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
Hello, my name's Piero Calvi Parisetti, MD. I invite you to discover my video course on Evidence for Life After Life, a professional counseling resource for the bereaved and the dying.
Transform the fear of death, heal the pain of a loss by learning about life after life.
For more information and a free preview, visit www.drparisetti.com. That's Dr. Parisetti in one word.
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925-283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide support for families who have suffered the loss of a loved one. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707 or on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. For years, people have been reporting communication from those no longer in our physical world. Historically, science and religion have taught us to ignore such messages. Yet, there is now substantial scientific evidence to the contrary. In response to this, the Forever Family Foundation has developed a sign registry to demonstrate the existence of this other dimension. On our website, people can register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to a specific loved one. Upon the registrant's passing, the stored information can be verified by the recipient of these signs. Participants will be taking part not only in a grand scientific experiment, but in providing the greatest gift of all, the knowledge that we survive our physical death. For more information, contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707, or you could find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Or to register a sign, go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. Our guest tonight is Renata Santarelli. But before we get back to her and our phone lines, did you know that you can financially support the work of Forever Family Foundation, which is a 100% not-for-profit organization, without sending us a single penny? Here's how you can help. When you shop on the internet, think of us before you go to Amazon.com, and instead, go to ForeverFamilyFoundation.org, and just use the Amazon link to get to Amazon. There's a link on every page of our website, and if you add that one simple step to your shopping, a dollar percentage of everything that goes into your cart will generate a donation from Amazon to us. And if you don't shop on Amazon, there's another way you can help us, and this will also produce a donation to the Forever Family Foundation without you having to send us anything. Just visit iGive.com. Sign up with iGive, it's free, and just name Forever Family Foundation as the charity of your choice. And just like with Amazon, a portion of your spending results in a donation to Forever Family Foundation. Once you set it up, every time you shop on the internet, iGive.com will automatically send us a donation whenever you shop in one of their more than 1,400 online stores. And these are places that you're already shopping in, like Bloomingdale's, The Gap, Lord & Taylor, Priceline, Victoria's Secret, and many, many more. So go to ForeverFamilyFoundation.org, and please take a few moments when you shop to show us that you care. Okay, so let's get back to our show. Renata Santarelli is here with us tonight. We've got time for maybe a couple of more calls. So let's get back to our phone lines. I believe we have Carrie calling in from North Carolina. Are you with us, Carrie?
Yes.
Hi, welcome to the show. Did you have a question for us, or would you like to have a mini reading?
Mini reading, please.
Mini reading, okay.
Hello, Miss Carrie. Thank you for calling. North Carolina is a beautiful place. I love it there.
Yes.
Around you, have you lost somebody recently, just like the latter part of last year, like October, November, December?
Yes.
Okay. Was it a male, please? Hello?
Carrie?
Yes, I'm here. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yes, I'm here.
Was it a male?
No.
Okay. Okay, because I see a male around you that's around a female. That's why I'm asking. Do you know the name John? Connected to family?
Well, I did have two miscarriages.
Okay, no, this would be family. Okay. The female, wow. Did she pass just be like in between Thanksgiving and December or Christmas? My connection with her is very not clear.
Yeah,
she keeps showing me November, December.
Just try to speak up a little bit, Carrie.
November.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so it was
lost the grandfather, November.
Okay. Okay. All right. Were there around you?
Sorry. My daughter died in November.
Okay, yeah. Okay. I'm hearing mom. She passed unexpectedly.
Mom?
Yeah. Your daughter?
Yeah.
And your mother's passed as well?
No, she's not.
She's here. Okay, please give, I don't know what it is about your phone, but your daughter is passed in November, yes?
Yes.
Okay, she's saying mom. She just wants me to say your name, mom. She wants me to tell you she loves you. She wants me to tell you thank you for always doing everything for me. And she also says that she wished she would have listened more to you. I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
And give hugs to grandmother because you're in your mom's heart are broken. And you have other children here, yes? But there's other children. Oh, siblings? Okay, we only have such
an older daughter. Yeah, siblings.
Okay. And I don't know why she keeps showing me school books.
School books?
Yes. Was she in school?
Well, I'm always telling her sister to study.
Okay, so to tell her to keep with the books. I'm sorry, I feel like I can't breathe. Is your dad passed or here?
No, my grandfather.
Okay. Well, she is definitely with him, the male in your with your daughter, and I keep seeing, I don't know why I keep seeing scarves. You know how like all the young girls wear these scarves all the time now? A variety of colors. Does that mean anything to you? Okay. She says
that... I was just looking at a scarf.
Okay. And when you put something on a purse or you're holding something.
And I was just looking at her school books.
Okay. And she says, I'm here. And she says, Mom, you are hearing my voice. It's almost like I'm hearing, it's like you think you're hearing her call you, Mom. Mom, because that's all she wants me to say. I'm going to let Doreen take over. Mom, it is me, she says. And she's hugging you.
You know, I'll add to this, Carrie. I'm kind of being shown, you know, we get a lot of things symbolically. They show us a lot of symbols. And I'm being shown from your loved ones on the other side that you're either very intuitive or maybe you weren't always, but you're becoming more intuitive. Is this something that you're kind of working on right now, or, you know, you're trying to develop yourself somehow, or do you just always have your mommy's antenna up, you know, because sometimes we have that kind of connection with our kids also, but I'm being shown all my symbols for being intuitive. Do you understand that?
Yes, I'm trying to be more open to it. My mother is actually the one that is doing the hearing her talking and speaking with her and being more intuitive. She's very close to my mother as well.
Okay, yes. Because this is so important, because I feel like you need to trust yourself when you're getting something. Because here's what I think is happening. I think your mom, you know, is probably getting that connection, and I think you're getting it too, but I think you think it's like your imagination. And I'm supposed to tell you that it's not. I'm supposed to tell you, pay attention, because, you know, when signs and signals come in, or if we think we feel them or hear them, it can be very subtle. It's not, you know, they're not standing us in front of us doing jumping jacks. You know, they're not going to get our attention that way.
Right.
But it's a very subtle feeling, and I'm being shown go with it and to just feel it. And it might feel like just a little bit of a shift, or, you know, like your attention is being drawn to something else, like just slightly pay attention to that, because I feel like you're going to develop, and I need to tell you that. And I feel like your loved ones on the other side, especially your daughter, is actually going to help you.
That's why
How
she says...
How cool is that? How cool
honestly,
is that?
Carrie, I want to say, Mom, just like the way she would say it, and you holding with the scarves and whatnot, it's she's there. So with what Doreen said, I want to add one more thing, is that go with those emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get those goosebumps, those are your validations. And she says, you understand. It's the goosebumps.
Yes.
That's your validation.
Yeah.
She had a great laugh. And she was a shining light. And she's going to guide you
very
because
much.
You've had abilities since you were young, but they've been put to the side. You're a mom. Also, would you know the name Jill? Could it connected to her in any way? A friend, Jill, or Julian, or Julie, Jill?
My niece is named Jillian.
Jillian. Okay, I need to say that name before we have to go. Trust yourself. Feel it. Feel me with your heart, Mom. That's what she says. And she will validate that for you. She was into this even before she passed. She
was what?
She was into, she knew there was an afterlife. She's doing everything she can to give you direct. Because whenever I see John Hebert in my head, I know that somebody had believed in mediums before they passed.
Did she used to talk to you about that, Carrie, or she mentioned that?
No, she just knew when she just knew things. She knew when she was being talked about, and she wasn't even in the room.
Okay.
She would come and say, I know you're talking about me. So she was very,
just so you know, there's a thread,
an old soul,
there's a thread through families of intuitive ability or mediumship, or like Renata and I have other people in our families who have mediumistic ability, or they're psychics, and that's a common thing. So you guys have that thread in your family. Okay. One more thing. I want to ask you something. Why am I being shown doodles? Little doodles, drawings on your paper and books and colored pens. And who does this? Who makes
Because I'm standing in front of her desk with her pictures and colored pens.
Okay.
You're standing there right now? Okay.
So
yeah, I just got the chills.
So just know she's with you.
There's a validation for you, Mom.
Just
know. Mom was asking her, "Are you with me? Are you with me?"
Yeah. Well, there's no better validation than her letting you know what she literally showed me in my mind's eye. She showed me doodles and books and papers and colored pens and things like that. So that's her way of letting you know she's right there with you.
And before we have to take another caller, is Grandma's having the time of her life with this. She knows she's connecting to me.
Yes, she's.
And I laugh in a very happy way.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Well, thank you so much for calling into the show. I know it's a short little mini reading, but I hope this helped you just a tiny bit.
Very much. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Hugs and blessings.
Alrighty. So we're going to have about 3.5 minutes for the next caller, so we've got to move quick through this. I think we have Lynn calling in from Connecticut. Are you with us, Lynn?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi. Thanks for calling in. I'm going to turn you right over to Renata.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello, Miss Lynn. Thank you for calling in. I keep hearing the name, like, George and Vera, and the name Francis.
Okay.
Frank, Francis. Give me a moment. You're from Connecticut, but I keep seeing connections to New York City, like the city, not upstate, city.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, my God. Okay. And I keep seeing 911. Do you have any connection to 9/11 or September 11th?
Yes.
Not one person, multiple persons. Frank.
Yes.
Frank. And the name Patrick as well. Also, Frank is on the other side. He's crossed, but he keeps showing me the city of New York City, and I actually am seeing 9/11. So, did you lose somebody in this? Did you lose someone in 9/11?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And he's around you very much. I'm sorry, I just assumed.
Lynn, do you understand some of the names Renata just gave you? Because she said quite a few of them.
Yes.
Which ones
do
you understand?
Frank,
I'm sorry,
Frank is your husband?
We can't hear you too well. Say that again.
Hold on one sec. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Now, how do you understand Frank?
Frank was my husband. George was my friend. Patrick was another person I knew. And Vera is Frank's mom.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Okay.
She didn't pass in 9/11, but she lost her son. Yeah.
Right.
Okay, gotcha. So him and mom are together. Okay.
Yeah.
But he perished in 9/11. I want to say to you from those four people that in another 6 to 8 weeks, things are going to shift you and your life is going to change even more. You've had a lot of obstacles. You had young children when this took place. Young children.
Yes. Yes.
And so they're saying you're a saint. And I know you don't feel supported. There's issues going on, but they're all there. This is going to be your year. Things are finally going to change and go your way. Because I keep hearing Frank Sinatra, that song. You know, I don't know what the song is, but I keep hearing Frank Sinatra's song.
My way.
Go your way. And then also with any upcoming issues with, medical or whatever, you're going to smile. And that's what they want you to do. They want you to smile, and you've done so much good, and you haven't allowed what took place to make you bitter.
Yeah.
And they're so proud of you, and you need to hug yourself. And if somebody else if you're extending yourself to others, even if it's family or friends, and you've had all these relationships end, it's okay. Hug yourself. It's your time. And I'm so sorry for your loss of many, because there's more. There's not just those three.
Yeah.
I hear more, more, more. There was a lot of people you knew that passed. And they're all just cheering
you on.
So go forward.
Okay.
All righty. Lynn, thank you so much for calling into the show.
Thank you.
And
thank
we are just about out of time. And I want to thank our guest, Renata Santarelli. Boy, you were on fire tonight. You did great.
I'm a little emotional, but that's what happens when I do sessions.
I know. Well, we thank you so much for joining us. And please be sure to check out Renata's website. You'll find her at renatasantarelliweb.com. I would like to thank our listeners for being with us tonight, and we hope that each and every one of you finds your way to healing, We invite you to go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. And once you're there, you can become a member. You can check out all the wonderful events that we host, our raffles, our webinars, and discussion groups. So be sure to check out our schedule events. It's always up on the website. Please tune in next week at 8 p.m. Eastern Time for Signs of Life Light. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Doreen Malloy, and if you would like to check out my work, you can visit me on the web at doreenmalloy.com. And in the meantime, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away, and one day, science is going to prove it. Good night, everyone.